I think we're in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Posuk Yud Beis. We just did Yud Aleph, Hinei HaSov Over HaGeshem Cholaf Holach Loi. At the time he took us out of Mitzrayim, it was a very pleasant experience. The springtime, the rains had stopped, and the winter had passed, and so forth. HaNitzonim Niru V'Oretz. The blossoms began to appear in the land. Eis hazomer higia, the time of singing has come. I guess the birds are singing in the spring. The birds sing a lot. The koel hatoir, and the voice of the toir is a turtle dove, whatever that is. Nishma baratzenu, was heard in our land. Let's see Rashi. Korvu yemei hachama. The days of summer are coming close, the hot days, the warm days. Sheilonis moitzim prochim. That's the time, I guess, springtime, when the trees bring forth their flowers, their blossoms. V'hol chedrochim misangim l'roisam. And when you travel on the roads, it's a pleasure to see. You see flowers, you see, you know, it's like so the world is coming alive again. You know, the winter
it's like
was... What?
It's like Florida.
Who?
Florida.
Florida, like Florida all year long, you mean? Well, I guess you don't appreciate it if it's all year long. Take it for granted. But here you see the trees are bare, and then all of a sudden, spring comes and everything is blossoming. So it's a beautiful time. Eis hazor higia, she'oifes noisnin zemer. The birds sing songs. They call orev lohol chedrochim. And there are pleasant sounds for the people that are traveling. It's a very pleasant experience to travel in the spring. There's no snow, there's no rain. The flowers are blossoming. The birds are singing. A beautiful experience. The doves and the young pigeons. In the days of Nisan, the birds and they sing and they metzafsefim. They like the little chirp like that. In the days of Nisan. So very nice. So in other words, the time that he took us out of Mitzrayim was a very beautiful time. And of course, we pointed out last time that this is a special indication of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, because he could have taken us out in the midst of the worst rainstorm, and we would have been thrilled to get out of there after slavery for so many years. But Lamai said, no, he orchestrated it exactly. This is the time. And we had to get out immediately because the matzav was terrible, but he orchestrated that at the time when it should be springtime, it should be a pleasure to travel. So not only are we being led or marching to freedom, but under the most preferable, the most pleasurable, the most pleasant conditions. That's all part of the Chesed Hashem.
Did they have a pacha leaving?
What?
Were they afraid while they were leaving? Was there a certain pacha within them when they were leaving? Was there a
pachad
when they were leaving? Were they afraid to
be? I don't know what that afraid to leave. I'm sure there was. It wasn't easy, you know. When you get used to something and you have, there's a certain security in the suffering that you're familiar with. This is my lot. This is what I'm used to going out. Who knows? But they followed. That was part of their emunah in Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told them it's time to go. They followed blindly into the midbar. They had minimal supplies that they took with them. And they knew how they're going to survive this midbar, but they trusted Hashem, and they had bitochen. But anyway, they saw, you see, the chesed Hashem, and the way a person does something really shows how he cares. You know, I do it, okay, I'm doing your toifa, but I'm doing it in such a way to make sure that everything is just perfect. And you have guests. So you set up the room, okay, they have a guest. No, I make sure there's flowers in the room. I make sure there's a fragrant aroma in the room. I make sure that everything is like, I get some birds to sing in the room, you know. I put background music. That shows how much I care. The more that I deal with the detail of the pleasure of it, and the positive experience of it, the more that that shows how much I care. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Hateinu chontof hagehor. The fig tree has already given forth its figs. V'agfonim smodar nosnu reyach. And the grapevines also gave out their aroma. I guess grapevines, as they start to blossom, have a good smell to them. Kumiloch rayosi yofosi ulichloch. Come, get up, my beloved, my yofosi, my beautiful one, and go. Hashem is telling us to leave Mitzrayim. When the flowers fall, and the grapes become separated from each other, and each grape you could see amongst itself. I guess they're very clustered together. That's why they call them a cluster. And then they start to separate. You could recognize each grape. That's called smodar. Hakfonim smodar nos nerech. When they begin, when the cluster that looks almost as one big fruit begins to separate, that's the time that they give forth this aroma. Anovim uvdolim izem izem v'nikorim kol anovil asma kruya smodar. Okay. Kol yin azel afi pshutoy. Oh, now Rashi explains. This whole inyan, according to the Poshe Pshat, is chibas pitui, is a love of pitui. Pitui means to seduction, to seduce. This is an expression of love to seduce a person. You do all these things. I mean, forgive me. They put on perfume and they make it, you know, that's the way people are seduced. So this is a chibas pitui, shebocho maratzes arusosoi. This is the way he appeals to her. Leilech achrov, to follow him, kein osali doidi. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appealed to us, seduced us, so to speak. Follow me into the midbar. Look how much I love you. Look what I want. I'm going to make it. It's the perfect timing. The birds are singing, and the aromas, and it smells beautiful, and the skies are clear. And this was a form of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu entices them to leave him. Now let's think about that for a moment. What is that all about? Why did he have to entice them to leave? That concept of pitui is when I have to convince someone to do something that they may resist doing. So what was the resistance? What? Yeah, so what? Who? Hergel. Oh, that's what we mentioned. That's what we said before you came. That maybe that's the pshat. In other words, they were so used to it. You're used to the worst thing in the world. But they say that when people that suffered a lot, when you relieve their suffering, they're very, very agitated. They're very, very nervous. They're very like, now what? Yeah, like I'm so used to it.
There's a, the,
oh, that's something else. That's a different thing. Maybe that's related here. The Chinuch says that the Chinuch says that they, maybe, I don't know if that's the related, but maybe. But the Chinuch says the Inyan of Shona Rishona, when you have to spend the first year not to travel, not to this, together with your wife. So he says the Inyan is because people love what they become used to. There's a certain element in love that it grows on you. In other words, I'm used to this. So even in suffering, I'm used to this. This is what I'm used to. It's like that's my daily routine. That's my life, and I make peace with it, and I even come to adjust to enjoy it. So here you're coming and telling me, lech techacharai b'midbor, you know, follow me into the midbor. You don't know what's going to be. You don't have anything. They didn't say eich neitzel amidbar. How could we go? It's eretz lo yizorua. You know, they didn't say anything. They followed. But here it seems that Hashem didn't just rely on following. In other words, I would have said the normal way is like this. Listen, you guys, you've been suffering shibud. Okay, now I'm ready to take you out. The time has come. Here's an opportunity of a lifetime. Okay, so it's one thing. So he's taking them out. You're freeing us. And you won't be free, you won't have to serve, you don't have to go through the misery, they won't kill your children, they won't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't rely on that. They, lemaisa, it says, the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, they followed him, they didn't ask any questions. But he didn't rely on just telling them, he didn't rely on, like we learned before, Moshcheni Acharecha Derutza, he sent a remez through Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to take them out. He did pitui. He had to be maratza them. He had to seduce them out of Mitzrayim. Why? I assume the pshat is that they have bechira. He doesn't take away the bechira, and he wants them to follow, and he wants to make sure. I want to make sure I'm doing everything possible. Ke'ilu, a person who is trying to pursue. What's the word we use? The English word besides seduction sounds like such a what? What? Who?
Persuade,
but stronger than seduction. Pitui is more than just persuading. Pitui is like an active enticing. That's a better word. enticing. So he had to entice them to come. And I assume that the Pshat is, listen, I love these guys so much that although I gave them Bechira, I'm not going to leave it purely to their Bechira, and maybe they'll choose not to come. Even though it's ridiculous, you choose not to come, so what? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael, and Bechlal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael was the agents of his bringing about the Hizgalus HaShechina in the world. So he didn't take any chances. He needed them, he wanted them. Maybe that conflicts a little bit with the expression of love. One second. He says, Loshen Chibas Pitui. The love of Pitui. Oh, so now I have a kasha. Wait a second.
Pitui is an expression of love.
What?
Is Pitui an expression of love?
Well, usually that's what it is. I mean, why I want you? Because I love you. Well, I guess lust is an expression of a bodily, a physical love. Love is the appreciation of qualities. The rejoicing in the qualities. People that have lust rejoice in physical qualities. That's what they want. They want the physical thing. People that have love, it's much more of a spiritual thing. But the Lamaise is a kasha now. He says it's a chibas pitui. He says this is an expression of loving enticement. How do you know it's loving enticement? Maybe it's enticement for Klal Yisrael to come out, because Klal Yisrael had to come out. There had to be a Kabbalah Satorah. There had to be a Or LaGoyim. There had to be a light unto the nations. There's a mission in the world that has to be done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that we don't deny and refuse to perform that mission. Where do you see this Chibas Pitui? And the conditions that he made maybe now are all, why do you make these beautiful conditions? That's all part of the pitui. He said, oh, it's the spring and there's no sun, there's no snow and there's no rain and the birds are singing and the skies are blue and the flowers are blossoming and there's such beautiful aromas. All that because he had to get Klal, he wanted them to make the choice because he needed Klal Yisrael to fulfill the purpose of creation. So where do you see in that chibas pitui? You hear my question?
You could just force them out.
What?
You could have just forced them out.
No, forced them out. They have Bechira. And forced them out wouldn't have accomplished anything. They had to come on their own volition.
You could have made it enticing. Okay, it's sunny, it's whatever, but you have also the smells and the...
How do you know to differentiate? How do you hear the question? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the conditions coming out of Mitzrayim ideal. The spring, the weather, the birds singing, the flowers blossoming, the aromas, all kinds of things. So, and Rashi refers to that as that's a chibas pitui. In order to entice them to leave Mitzrayim and to follow him into the Midbar, he made these idyllic conditions. So I'm asking a question, who says that it's an expression of chibas pitui? It's pitui, I understand. But maybe it was the pitui for the purpose of the Klal Yisrael has to come out. They have to serve as the light unto the nations. They have to come to Har Sinai. They have to be makabel the Torah. This is the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. So what do you have? Who says it's a sign of chiba? Maybe it's a sign of the need, the necessity, the importance of Klal Yisrael coming out and coming to Har Sinai. What?
Hashem can make it a different way. Hashem can
destroy. He can what?
Hashem can destroy Mitzrayim. Nothing will be in Mitzrayim. All Mitzrayim will be done. And then you're going to have other option. So there is another way to do it. But he did it in a nice way.
I mean, he could have gotten them out by destroying Mitzrayim altogether.
And then he doesn't have other option because nothing is left in Mitzrayim, so they need to go to the Midbar because he doesn't have other option. Or, I don't know, the Midbar tried to kill them. I don't know, there was a lot of a way for someone to live.
So the fact that he didn't do that...
In the most nice way, not in the... He can force him to live Mitzrayim.
So still not... No, so he chose this way to do it.
Why?
I don't know why.
What Rashi said, because he loved them.
No, it doesn't mean he loved them. He chose this way to take them out of Mitzrayim. Instead of killing Mitzrayim.
He wouldn't do it in the most beautiful way. He could do it in comfort.
Doesn't the beautiful way? Because he wants to entice them. And he wants to get them to...
Why this way?
No, I would add another dimension. He wants that they have to come out on their own. If they don't come on their own, if he forces them, Nase Koidim Lenishma, we are Zeich to Kabbalah Satoira because we said Nase Venishma. There has to be a willingness. So he wanted to create the willingness. So good, but why is that Chibo? He wanted to create the willingness. That's why he had to do pitui. That I understand. That's maybe why the Pshat says Moshcheni says he sent a remez. Why only a remez? Al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu they should come out, because there had to be a certain amount that they said Moshcheni. The pasuk says we learned that acharecha narutza. I heard a remez, a hint that you want me. I'm running after you. It had to be Klal Yisrael had to come with such a passion to come to Har Sinai to follow Hashem. That I understand, but maybe that's the reason for the pitui, to evoke that coming, voluntary, maybe even pleasant coming. They want to come. It's good conditions, but how does it show His love for them? How does it show? I'm confused. You hear the question? What?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why would you say it's all the extra minute details?
So maybe those details are those. I understand. I understand those details are pitui. That's enticement. But where do you see the chibas pitui? Maybe this enticement is not out of the level of love that he has for Claudius Royal. Maybe it's out of the level of concern that he wants to make sure that they voluntarily and even willfully and maybe enjoyably, whatever the word is.
Using us as a sign of
what?
Using us for that as a sign of affection.
Oh, so that's not chibas pitu. You got it?
This is not the copy. Everything is on here. I just want to see if Rebbe wants to take anything out.
Oh, excuse me one second, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of, like in that psikta, I don't think Rebbe wants everything.
This, what's this?
That's the
No, this, no, only this piece.
Okay.
This piece.
Okay.
And this.
It's easy just to cut those things out.
Yeah, this piece, and then this is.
That's the Tosefta.
This is in this. Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah, that
Shua, Shinitzchur. This is something else.
Yeah, it's all part of the same Tosefta, though.
Yeah, okay, so that's fine.
I'll leave that one on.
Okay, that's
and also
okay.
The Rambam. Just
the Rambam. You didn't have that.
That's a pair.
Okay, so this is good. So.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah, I just want to know from the Rambam also.
Rambam so only Yud Beis. Mitzvahs
Neil Kanukah. Only Yud Beis. Okay, fine. See, that's why I need it.
Okay, go ahead.
I just
want to
know what I could cut out.
Okay, thank you. So again, I'm sorry. So we have any chibas pitui?
Why did they need the pitui?
What?
Why did they need the pitui?
I can't hear you.
Why did they need the pitui?
What? No, he wants them to come out voluntarily. He wants them to come out willfully. They should come to Har Sinai. We're going to say Nasa and Nishma. We want this. They're looking forward to it. That I understand.
Why wouldn't they come out?
What? Oh, so he said that. Oh, why you need the pitui altogether? So that we said, he says, maybe they were so used to it over there that there's a certain fear of change. There's a certain, they got credit for coming to a midbar. And first of all, it's a midbar. They know there was a midbar there. They knew, I guess, outside of Mitzrayim is a midbar. A midbar doesn't have anything. In Mitzrayim, at least we had what to eat. We got bread and water, whatever we had over there, place, whatever they paid us for. What? But later they said, Zacharon Reis Hadogo. But Lemaisa. But what's the sign of, I'm sorry.
We know that love is the operating.
I have to talk louder.
Love is the operating system, so to speak, of Hashem, right? So love is the fundamental operating system from which Hashem operates.
Okay.
He's a God of kindness, he's also a God of mishpat, a God of justice.
Okay.
Once you get within that, the Hayah and Shemua Tishayuah and Tosai, that gives you all the reward, right? Your rain will grow in abundance.
Okay. Okay. But where do we see that this was an expression of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael?
Everything.
Okay, so that's not, but the Rashi is saying that this enticement is a chibas pitui. Shebochor meratze sarusosoy leilech acharov. Kein oso lidoidi. In other words, where do you see... let's take the marshal. A bocher is maratze, he's enticing his arusosoy. Yeah? So, why is he enticing her? Because he loves her. But over here, he has a mission.
What is the mission?
The mission is they should be close to him.
What?
The mission is they should be close to him.
I mean, that's the mission?
The mission is...
The mission is they should be mekabel the Torah.
Described as vavias chemeloi.
What will make it that they'll be mekabel the Torah?
So where's the chiba?
So just like the bachur loves her, is trying to get her to come to him. So Hashem is the expression of his love. He's trying to get us to come to him. Vavias chemeloi. Really, that's the whole. That is the mission. The Klal Yisrael should come close to Hashem. Should be loved by Hashem.
And where do we see that? That's his love for us. Chibas pitui. The bocher, he loved. Why is he drawing her close? He could
love her. He wouldn't be trying to get her to come close to him.
Okay, but over here, there's a mission involved.
Maybe how is it?
There's a mission. Well, the bocher wants to have a wife too.
He
wants to have a wife to cook breakfast for him. What?
The mission is the closeness.
What is that?
What good is the Kabbalah Satorah if we don't love Hashem? That's what makes
we love Hashem, but who says this is a raya of his love to us? That's all I'm asking you. All of these things, they're pitui, I understand. But who says it's chibas pitui?
Why don't you choose some other nation?
What?
Why don't you just choose some other nation?
Why don't you choose another nation? Because they all said no. I don't know when they said no. That could have been later. But because we're the best. Smartest. Smartest Nobel Prize winners. Smartest, yeah.
Highest IQ.
What? Highest IQ. Maybe that's why. Where's the show his love? What? We don't know anything. I know, but where do we see the love? He's mefateha the keboch maratze es arusosoi lelech achar. It sounds like in the Moshul, if he didn't love her, he wouldn't want her to come with him.
The reason Hashem wanted
if a guy tells me he's engaged, you know, it's Arusa, whatever it was, they got married, whatever, but he gets, let's say he's engaged, and he says, you know, I just can't stand to be with her. I would say we got a problem on our hands, you know, we got a problem on our hands. So, Mimela, maybe that's the Pshat. In other words, if he's Mefate, it couldn't be. The Bochur, if the only reason he could be, the only way he could be Mefata to follow him is if he loved. So the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't love Klal Yisrael, then it's not Shaykh that he could. What does that mean? He couldn't? No, why he can't?
Why? What does that mean? Of course you could be Mefata somebody for other.
What?
You have all these people who are Mefata for Rishon, who are Mefata.
No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. See, that's what you're saying. That, in other words, it's the same thing. If he wants him to accept the Torah, that means he has a love for Klal Yisrael. Why? He has a love for Klal Yisrael. I want you to accept the Torah. If I didn't love you, then I wouldn't want you to accept. In other words, it's not Shaykh. What?
Give to them the greatest.
That's right. It's not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give.
I guess the Bachar and the Arusa, we're assuming there's a very selfless type of Bachar who wants to also true, he wants to give to her.
Or more than that, if he didn't love her, he couldn't do it. Even if she'll be his, she'll take care of him. She'll cook his meals for him. He doesn't want that. If there wasn't love there, then he couldn't be with. No, oh, listen, you stay in the kitchen and I'm going to go and I'll be in the other room. You know what I mean? I don't want anything to do with you. Just stay in the kitchen, do your thing. Can come out of the kitchen to clean the rest of the house. That's okay. You know what I mean? But so, in other words, unless there was love there, he wouldn't be mefateha to come after him. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Shaykh. In other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Klal Yisrael can only be if there's love.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not shy. So, okay, I think something like that. We'll have to think about that concept. But if that's the case, I have another question. And I'd like to just take it one step further, and we have to stop. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, but the pitui had to be a chibas pitui, like a bochur larusoso. That's what the language is mashma moshcheni, and the whole business here. He's doing all of this, and Rashi understands that. That's like, I mean, that's what it is. It's because the moshel and the nimshel is a bochur a nila doidi v'doidi li. So I'm not going to be mefati to come after me unless I love you. Okay. So what about teaching? What about you're gonna give the Torah to someone without love? Is it shaykh? Shaykh, I want to learn with you. If there's not love there, then it sounds like you can't. Why couldn't he give the Torah without love? So it says, if I'm giving you, help me. Is it what? What's that?
The Torah regards Hashem as a meaning of.
And what about the Torah you're teaching to a Talmud?
Me, I'm teaching you about the relationship with Hashem. You don't have to be loved,
you know, so it's not your relationship. So it's not about giving. So you don't have to be connected. You could hate him.
Yes, for sure.
You could hate him, and you could just teach him. Strike that from the record, please. That's not true. The question is if it's a riot from here, that's to be pondered. Okay, I hear you.